A rocket engine that can operate in temperatures colder than outer space itself, that is what India just successfully tested. This is a remarkable achievement, but today, we have an even more fascinating array of developments across various fields. From a crater in the North Sea confirming an ancient asteroid impact site, to a rediscovered cave-dwelling assassin bug, India's AI agricultural platform Bharat Vistar is making headlines. We will also explore India's stance on a recent UNSC resolution on Iran, the approval of supplementary grants, and more. As we navigate these stories, we will also touch on their relevance to your UPSC preparation. 14th March is observed annually as the International Day of Mathematics, declared by UNESCO in 2019. The date is chosen because it coincides with Pi Day, the mathematical constant, Pi, 3.14159. Making 3/14, 14th March in the US date format, the natural choice. Pi, or, is the ratio of a circle's circumference to its diameter, and it's a constant that appears across geometry, physics, engineering, probability, and statistics. The IDM promotes the role of mathematics in achieving the Sustainable Development Goals, SDGs, and raises awareness of mathematics as the foundation of science and technology. Now, let us turn to the scientific developments. Scientists have confirmed that the Silverpit crater, located in the North Sea, was formed by a massive asteroid impact millions of years ago. Geological samples extracted from the crater provided the definitive evidence supporting the impact theory. The Silverpit crater was first identified in 2002 by all industry seismic surveys, and its formation predates human civilization by millions of years. Remember this number, the Lona Lake in Maharashtra is one of the world's few known impact craters filled with a saline lake. Crucially, impact craters are important geological records as they indicate the frequency of large asteroid collisions in Earth's history and help scientists understand the evolution of Earth's surface. Building on this, note that impact craters on Earth are rare because erosion, tectonic activity, and vegetation cover most evidence over time. This makes the discovery of the Silverpit crater a significant find. In a separate development, a rare cave-dwelling assassin bug species, Myophanes campi, has been rediscovered in limestone caves of the Andaman Islands after approximately 100 years without any scientific documentation. The species was originally described in the early 20th century but had not been recorded since. This rediscovery underlines the rich and poorly documented biodiversity of India's island territories. Note this carefully, the Andaman and Nicobar Islands are part of India's biodiversity hotspot, Indo-Burma hotspot. Limestone caves are fragile ecosystems, and cave species are highly vulnerable to disturbance because they have evolved in stable, isolated environments. Moving on to the field of biology, a new parasitic wasp species, Chelonis carinichelonis mahadev, has been recorded from Nahortoli T Estate, Assam. This species is significant for biological pest control in agricultural ecosystems, including tea plantations. Biocontrol agents are environmentally preferable to chemical pesticides and are a key component of integrated pest management, IPM. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. Myophanes campi is a cave-dwelling assassin bug, while Chelonis mahadev is a parasitic wasp. Both species are significant for their conservation and agricultural implications. In the realm of technology, Bharat Vistar, an AI-powered multilingual digital platform, is being launched with an allocation of 150 crore. The platform is designed to deliver real-time, location-specific agricultural advisories to farmers in a voice-first format, making it accessible to those with low literacy. Bharat Vistar integrates government databases, ICA best practices, weather data, and soil information to generate personalized crop management advice. This is a favorite prelims fact, the Ministry of New and Renewable Energy estimates India's CST potential at 6.4 gigawatts. The platform's voice-first design means farmers can interact using spoken queries in regional languages rather than requiring literacy or typing ability. Remember this number, 150 crore is the budget allocated for Bharat Vistar. Now, let us turn to the historical context. 14th March 2026 was observed as a tribute to Savitri Bai Phule, India's first female teacher and a foundational figure of the 19th century social reform movement in Maharashtra. Born in Naigaon, Maharashtra in 1831, she founded India's first girls' school in Pune in 1848, together with her husband Jyotirao Phule. So what exactly changed? Savitri Bai Phule's legacy extends beyond her work in education, as she also established the Bal Hatya Pratibandhak Griha, child killing prevention home, for widows and unwed mothers, and worked in the Satyashodhak marriage movement that opposed Brahminical rituals. In the field of international relations, India supported a UN Security Council resolution condemning attacks linked to the Iran conflict, joining 130 nations in support. In the UNSC vote, 13 members supported the resolution while Russia and China abstained. Now, let us look at the implications. India's position on this resolution was shaped by two strategic interests, the safety of approximately 10 million Indian nationals in the Gulf region, and India's significant dependence on West Asian crude oil and LPG imports. India imports approximately 85% of its crude oil, with a substantial share from Gulf Cooperation Council, GCC, nations. Crucially, the GCC is India's largest regional trading partner bloc, with bilateral trade exceeding $180 billion annually. Building on this, note that India's West Asia policy is guided by multi-alignment, maintaining relations with all Gulf states regardless of their rivalries. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. India imports 85% of its crude oil from the GCC, and bilateral trade exceeds $180 billion annually. With that background in place, let us turn to the white phosphorus issue. Human rights organizations have condemned the use of white phosphorus in the Lebanon theater of the West Asia conflict. White phosphorus is a pale yellow-white chemical substance that ignites spontaneously at around 30 C and burns intensely, emitting thick white smoke. This is a favorite prelims fact. White phosphorus is not completely banned under international humanitarian law, but its use against civilians or in densely populated areas violates the Convention on Certain Conventional Weapons, CCW, specifically Protocol 3 on Incendiary Weapons. Now, let us tie the topic back to its broader significance. The use of white phosphorus highlights the complexities of international humanitarian law and the need for a more nuanced approach to the use of such substances in conflict zones. In conclusion, today's developments showcase the vast array of scientific, technological, and historical advancements that are shaping our world. Remember this number, 14th March is observed as the International Day of Mathematics, marking a celebration of the role of mathematics in achieving the Sustainable Development Goals, SDGs.